clubs. Clubs, man.
Yeah, do you like them?
I do, yes. Casual Friday.
You thinking it's Saturday?
You go with Pavlik again today?
Yep, and then we're gonna follow through with Pavlik. You know, he's played well. I mean, played well last night and he's played well of late, and we'd like to finish up with a, you know, on a positive note, and I think he gives us that opportunity to get the game.
Do you mind sharing with us a little bit about your strategy? Like, you know, you played him the first game this week, and then you kind of probably had a plan. Did Mason fit into the plan at some point in time, and then you altered it?
Well, a lot of times what I do is I don't want to lose sight of the fact that, first of all, Chris Mason's a big part of our team and really helps support the other goalie with Pavlik, and also the fact that Pavlik will need rest periodically, so that always comes into play. You know, I'm always talking with Wade Flaherty, our goalie coach, to, you know, see what his thoughts are. And, you know, first thing you would ask in playing three games in the four nights is, would he be able to handle a load? What is the load? Is it a lot of shots, a lot of heavy shots, a lot of power plays, a lot of special teams? So you kind of have to wait and see what takes place in the games. And, you know, if last night was a heavy game where he was really busy, then possibly you would make a different choice. Happy with both guys. I think both guys have played well. So, you know, after making the assessment of last night's game and how the game got played, for me, it was an easy choice to just go back with it.
Does that, so, you know, you're driving home last night, you just said, yeah, I'm going to go up again, or did you know beforehand?
No, I made the decision last night. He knew last night he was playing.
Did you have a better time taking
one little? You know, he hasn't been on the ice for a while, so we know he's not going to be a player tonight, so we're just going to have to wait and see how he goes as we get back from the break and go from there. I'm not sure that he'll be available there either. It's pretty tender. And no. No. Well, they're going to be ready to go. You know, they're going to be a little more energized than we will, but we'll be ready to go. You know, we've been a little bit busy of late, and they came in here, watched our game, and, you know, they're a good team. I mean, you know, the coaching staff's done a wonderful job with that team. I mean, you know, a lot of people banged up, and they continue to find ways to win games, and they play with pressure, and they play with good speed, and they're well organized, and, you know, Malkin's really playing well. It'll be a handful for us to handle. You know, Stahl's been quiet a little bit, but, you know, is he hurt? It's hard to say, but or playing banged up, but, you know, he's a guy that really helps out. He's a big body that's hard to control as well, so you can't ignore him, you know. So they got some people that you got to pay attention to, and, you know, they're a little banged up on the back a little bit, and you know, Eglin got suspended three games, so, you know, but they'll do the necessary things, and they'll make sure that they try to take the crowd out of the game like most teams will try to do here, and we got to get the crowd to give them something to cheer about. Right, but I think one of the issues, you know, in all fairness to our players, is I think in all fairness we've got guys back from injury. I think we've kind of got our chemistry's kind of got reshuffled around. We're not quite sure where we were, and guys haven't been in the lineup for quite some time, so they're trying to get their games together. We're trying to fit into our team, and so you're a little bit disjointed. So I thought last night would have been the third game for some of those people, and we got a little bit more consistency in our game, and we got a little bit more stability. It looked like we found our way back a bit. So I think for me the important thing would be to build on that. And I thought we defended real well in that game, but we're going to be challenged tonight. There's no doubt about that. There'll be a lot of factors in this game. You know, one is we're playing our third game in four nights, you know, but we can be thankful we're not traveling, we're at home. And they're rested, and so it's a good challenge for us. And we'll be ready to go. Our guys have been real good. They've been really receptive to meeting the challenges, and especially here at home. And so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Some more mental work.
Some what?
Some more mental challenge.
I don't think it's the physical part of it. I think it's the mental part of things that you really got to get together. You know, I think you make mistakes just due to fatigue and some things that might be uncharacteristic to you. I think you got to make sure that you got short shifts, and you got to make sure that you manage your length of time on the ice.
During your 2 days off, you get totally away from hockey? Or?
There's no such thing as getting totally away from hockey. It just doesn't happen. You know, you might not be at the rink, but your head's always buried in your team, so that's the way it goes. You're on for 9 months, that's the way it goes. We'll try to let the mind go free a bit and see if we can do that, but it might be for a little while tonight. That might be the moment that I get some time tonight a little bit. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going on the couch. I'm on the couch. When they call me, I'll be right there. I'll be painted on the couch.
Coach, a lot of coaches talk about December and the distractions and everything.
Yeah.
Being one of the critical months really for a season.
Yeah.
And your club's responded really well.
Yeah.
Maybe your thoughts on that? Can you get ready for this?
Well, it's been good for us. You know, our road record is not good. There's a lot being made about that. The problem that we have is that as we're trying to formulate our identity somewhat on our team, we were on the road a lot, so we were all over the map, and we played. It was hard to get our identity down, and our team play wasn't great, and we didn't have a lot of stability in our game. And there's a lot of people, players had a lot of different things to try to sort through. So that was early, and that reflects in our road record. But now that we've been home, our fans here have been really good, and they really energize you. You get in the building. I mean, you're in warm up, and things are excited. They're excited to be here, and they're excited to cheer you on. And we don't have to give them too much to get excited about. We just have to play, you know, with a little bit of energy. What's really helped us at home is we've managed to score first in really a lot of the games. And that's really put them on our side and stuff. But they've been great, and we feed off of that. So, we want to continue to have success. We had some goals in the early going where we felt we could be a playoff team. You know, then we tried to get to 500, which was a little bit of a daunting task because we didn't start great. But then we got to 500, and now we're trying to stay above 500, and we're trying to get to that line or above the line. So We're inching closer to some of our goals, and a lot of it has to do with our record at home. But what's really helped us here at home is that we've stabilized our game. We're becoming a team that's hard to play against. We're checking real well. We've had a couple of bumps in the road, but for the most part, we've really used our home stand here as a real launching pad for our game, and it's really helped us a lot. It's put us in a really good situation, a good position. Our challenges are going to be when we get into the month of January. We play four road games, and then we play four home games, play a lot of road games, and that's going to be the real challenge for us. But I think we'll be ready for that challenge.
Do you feel more confident about going on the road? You got a lot more road games, obviously, in January and February. Do you feel more confident going on this time than maybe earlier in the season?
Well, a lot better because our game's more stable. You know, I think the one thing that really helps us is we've stabilized our game. We're working way better as a group. We're defending better, and there's a lot of good parts of our game. And so there's a high confidence factor. We've got to bring that on the road and play there. You know, we're going to have other challenges. You don't have the home crowd to feed you. So what's going to be the things that are going to drive your team? It'll be interesting, but, you know, our guys have been really good. They've been really good at facing the challenges ahead, and we've had some bumps early, and that's fine. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that there's a lot of things that are real factors here. Is that you when you look at the season, you look at people moving from Atlanta to here, you've got different, we talked about this a long time ago, but you've got different factors. You know, the weather has been nice, thank God, touch wood, but, you know, the people got to move their families to a different country, a different schools and all that stuff, and how does that affect you? And so there's a real adjustment at the beginning, and, you know, it's not like, and this is new here, so for a lot of the players and stuff, so things have settled down and our game's settled down, so it's all been good. You know what, I never looked at the clip back to be able to make an assessment on it, and you know, there was a couple of calls that, you know, that were questionable. Like, there was one cross check in the third period I think they missed in front of There's a few of them, so I really don't have a comment there. I didn't look back at the game yet to look at that, to make an assessment on that particular call.
There appeared to be some conversation while Paul was being made. I wondered if they were giving you an explanation as to what they saw.
No, not on that play. There was a question that I had on the cross check that I was wondering about, and they gave me an explanation on that, you know, so I got a response there.
What was the explanation?
I would rather just keep it between me and the referee. But I mean, it was just one of those things, you know, like they sometimes don't see everything, and it's one of those things. So they explained to me what took place in the event, and I said, they're not perfect either, I understand that.
Do you think the crowd, or the environment, this is just my assessment, I know it's Christmas, so get you into trouble, but it seems to be late in games. The icing's a couple games ago, or the non-calls last night. Do you think the crowd influences the refs as well? I don't want to say they're against the Jets, I don't believe that, but it just seems like you don't get a lot of calls.
Yeah, you know what, like, you're asking me to touch something I don't want to go to. Yeah, and you know. Yeah, sorry. You're asking me to go somewhere I don't want to go. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna take that back.
I'm just. I don't know. You probably don't.
Yeah, you know. I can't speak for that stuff. I watch the game like you guys, and I maybe wonder the same things. But you know, I don't have the answers for you, and I will not speculate on why things are happening.
Would you like to be on 24/7?
No. No, I would not. You know what, I don't know if it's old school or what it is. I'm not a reality guy. And
do you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind watching it. I'm a guy that likes to keep the room to the room and the privacy of the room, you know. I just have a hard time, you know, I would really have a hard time in dealing with that part of the cameras being in areas where I would not feel comfortable, and I would really would not want the players to think that I'm coaching for the camera. That would really bother me. Like, I just, even if, you know, I don't know how I'd respond to it, and I don't, you know, I don't feel real comfortable there. And I just put myself in the player's position, and I often think that I wouldn't want to be sitting as a player thinking, are you talking to us, or are you talking to that, or are you talking to the show? What that would really bother me. I like to just have an upfront, honest relationship with the players where we deal with us as a group, and that's where I like to keep it. I'm not into that very much. I'm not into it at all. It's just not my thing, you know. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure there. He was. Anyway, I don't want to go there.
Did you learn anything from watching?
No, it's interesting. You know, people have different ways of doing things, and
there are things that a fellow NHL coach would pick up on that maybe the fan wouldn't. You know what I mean? Secrets.
No. But you always see things in different things. It's just a different way of, you know, of dealing with your team. I don't know. I just like to keep that personal for me. That's just the way I like to do it. I watch some of those shows. I don't. It's not my deal.
Do you yell as much as they do?
Do I look like I ever get mad?
You did with your cable.
Okay, so I'm not going there either, guys. I don't know what you guys got going. Am I the target here today? What do we got going here? Who's Shaw TV? Okay, guys, have a good day.